It's Monday, October 28th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. This Sunday, November 3rd, is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Christians are the number one most persecuted people group on earth. Every 6 minutes, a Christian is killed for following Jesus Christ, reports Help the Persecuted. Since 2011, Help the Persecuted has helped more than 30,000 individuals and their families. 16% were directly affected by ISIS. Another 16% suffered physical torture or abuse. 8% had a family member killed for their Christian faith. And 56% of those helped were converts from Islam. Make sure to email and call your pastor today to urge him to lead a prayer at some point during the service this Sunday, November 3rd. You can send him a link in our transcript today to a media kit from Voice of the Martyrs. Galatians 6 verse 2 says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." Vice President Mike Pence took a swipe at Nike and the NBA last Thursday in a speech criticizing Communist China's record on trade and human rights, saying American corporations have been too willing to ignore censorship and repression in pursuit of profits, reports the Associated Press.
Far too many American multinational corporations have kowtowed to the lure of China's money and markets by muzzling not only criticism of the Chinese Communist Party, but even affirmative expressions of American values. Nike promotes itself as a so-called social justice champion. But when it comes to Hong Kong, it prefers checking its social conscience at the door. Nike stores in China actually removed their Houston Rockets merchandise from their shelves to join the Chinese government in protest against the Rockets general manager's seven-word tweet, which read, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." A progressive corporate culture that willfully ignores the abuse of human rights is not progressive, it is repressive.
At an October 9th NBA exhibition game in Washington, D.C., between the Washington Wizards and the Guangzhou Lions, John Schweppe with the American Principles Project and several Capitol Hill staffers held a sign that said, "Free Hong Kong," which was removed within minutes by NBA security. Nearly 2 million people have viewed the video. 20 minutes later, when one of them held up a sign that said, "Google Uyghurs," NBA security once again demanded that they hand it over or leave the arena. Listen to what the sign holder said.
"They're a Muslim minority population in China. It's been put in concentration camps by the Chinese."
Schweppe wrote an op-ed for the New York Post saying, quote, "When Chairman Xi yanks the NBA's corporate chain, the league tells its fans, shut up and watch us dribble," end quote. He concluded, quote, "This should be very worrying for all Americans, not just sports fans," end quote. Kellogg's decided to create a new breakfast cereal which celebrates sexual perversion called All Together, featuring all of their iconic cereal cartoon characters like Tony the Tiger, Toucan Sam, and Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Beyond committing the sin of sexualizing innocent cartoon characters, Kellogg's plans to raise $50,000 for the homosexual group Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. Matthew 18, verse 6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Send an email of objection to Kellogg's through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com and call 1-800-962-1413, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 Eastern. Toby Mac's eldest son, Truett Foster McKeon, also known by his stage names True Dog and True, died at his home last Wednesday, reports the Christian Post. In an Instagram post, Toby Mac wrote, quote, "Truett always had a soft spot for God. The Bible moved him. His heart was warm to the things of his King. He was by no means a cookie-cutter Christian, but give me a believer who fights to keep believing. Give me a broken man who recognizes his need for a Savior every time. That's who Truett was and how he should be remembered," end quote. The cause of death of the 21-year-old aspiring rapper has not been determined. At the Truth Matters Conference held October 16th through 18th at Grace Community Church, Pastor John MacArthur skewered women preachers Beth Moore and Paula White as well as the evangelicals who support the idea of women preachers in general, reports the Christian Post. Listen.
There is no case that can be made biblically for a woman preacher. Period. Paragraph. End of discussion. There are people who have certain hawking skills, natural abilities to sell. They have energy and personality and all of that. That doesn't qualify you to preach. The church is caving in to women preachers. Just the other day, the same thing happened with Paula White. A whole bunch of leading evangelicals endorsed her new book. She's a heretic and a prosperity preacher, three times married. What are they thinking? When the leaders of evangelicalism roll over for women preachers, the feminists have really won the battle.
In response, Beth Moore tweeted, quote, "I did not surrender to a calling of man when I was 18 years old. I surrendered to a calling of God. It never occurs to me for a second to not fulfill it," end quote. And Pastor Max Licato of Oak Hills Church in San Antonio, Texas, wrote that he was, quote-unquote, grieved by MacArthur's remarks, calling them, quote-unquote, derisive. Licato asked, quote, "Are we white, male-aged leaders of the church listening? The bride of Christ is sighing," end quote. But 1 Timothy 2, verse 12 says, "I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, October 28th in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.